Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke. A week ago today, several hundred cycling advocates found themselves in one place in Madison. It was not a traffic jam, but rather the annual summit put together by the Bicycle Federation of Wisconsin. Two people in significant roles in Wisconsin cycling are also pretty new to the scene. Kristen Bennett came last spring from Colorado Springs to become the city of Milwaukee's Bicycle and Pedestrian Transportation Coordinator. Dave Shislavich is the former mayor of Madison. He came on board recently as executive director of the Bicycle Federation of Wisconsin. Ahead of the summit, the two chatted with WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz about their visions for building the bicycle climate here. Shislavich says the Bike Federation's focus includes epic mountain bike destinations and an interconnected state bikeway system.
Commuting is also a big part of our agenda. We call it platinum cities. We call them platinum cities because the League of American Bicyclists rates cities, platinum, gold, silver, bronze. And Milwaukee's a bronze city. Madison's gold. And we would like to
Wasn't going to bring that up right away.
Well, I used to be the mayor.
I thought we'd build that tension.
Yeah, I used to be the mayor of Madison, so I can't help myself. But
Kristen, don't worry. We'll give you a chance.
But Milwaukee's a great cycling town and getting better. And our goal, though, at the Bike Fed is to get as many cities as possible as high on that list as possible. So great cities to bike in for recreation, but also great cities to bike in for commuting with all the benefits that come with that. And then road biking. A lot of people don't know that one of the reasons that Wisconsin is such a great place to ride a bike on a rural road is the dairy industry. The reason that we've got so many great paved roads and town roads especially in the state of Wisconsin is because when you're milking cows and it gets to be March and April, you got to get through, and mud and gravel just won't do it. And so it's because of the dairy industry that we have such great paved roads all over the state. That combined with the topography make Wisconsin really an outstanding place for road biking.
So, Kristen, you come to us by way of Colorado Springs.
Right. I was the Bicycle and Pedestrian Transportation Manager in Colorado Springs for 8 years.
Talk about your philosophy of how you get people, how you inspire them to get on their bikes or get on their feet.
I mean, I think a lot of it is when you actually put the facilities on the ground and the support facilities like bicycle parking, good quality bicycle maps, good information resources, great signage. People do find their way out onto these facilities. Even before we've had problems this summer when we were constructing the new KK River Trail pieces. We literally were posting out through social media, please stay off. We're still under construction. Stop taking the tape down.
I saw that.
You know, so it was there's a real desire to have more and more places to ride bicycles, designated places, separated places throughout the city. So
Milwaukee is it's come a long way for both biking and pedestrian, but there's challenges here.
There's challenges in every community. It's just a function of, you know, what you have to assess what people's priorities are. Milwaukee is a very different place than Colorado Springs. And so I can take away a lot of lessons from other cities I've been to and other colleagues I know from other cities. We can look a lot more to, say, a Chicago or a Minneapolis, St. Paul than we can really even to Madison sometimes. They're just really divergent communities and how they were built and their sizes and just kind of how they are laid out. I think we have a lot of opportunity here because Milwaukee is a city of strong, gridded neighborhoods, which really is an asset for getting people around.
So is one of the great challenges just universally funding? Is it getting those federal dollars and have them trickle your way through the state?
Funding is always a challenge, no matter what kind of transportation or what kind of project you have. We've done fairly well. We're continuing to go after more dollars. I think the biggest challenge is that often bicycling projects and pedestrian projects can often be very small scale. So assigning them to complicated federal grants sometimes takes more effort than often it's worth leveraging those dollars. So it's sort of a function of packaging projects together and also being ready to go and get as many small improvements with other people's projects as you can. So if someone's paving a road, can we modify the striping without a major grant involved? Using whatever other projects we have going on to make little changes along the way.
So are there any projects on the horizon that you want to talk about, or are we not quite there with new stuff?
No, there's a lot of projects on the horizon. We finished 24 miles of new bike lane this year, courtesy of some federal grant dollars. We obviously just opened up a section, the first section of the KK River Trail, which is part of the larger downtown of Bayview connection. We're going to add another slate of bike lanes next year with the rest of that grant I mentioned. We are working very closely with a local nonprofit, Midwest Bike Share, on bringing public bike sharing to Milwaukee, hopefully next year. That's going quite well. We just met an hour ago with the county. I did on updating the bike maps that we have a partnership with them on. And we're doing an extension to the Beer Lion Trail up in the Harambe neighborhood that it's coming over the next about 18 months.
I wanted to ask you about the status of platinum silver and how coveted that is.
It's very competitive. The last time the League of American Bicyclists went out for applications, over 500 cities applied. And I think only about 200 were designated at some level. So it's very competitive. The league takes this very seriously. And I'll tell you what, mayors take it very seriously. Even mayors I knew who hadn't been on a bike in 30 years, they wanted their city to be platinum. Mayors are sort of competitive by nature. But one of the reasons they are, whether or not they personally are bikers or not, is that they realize that being designated a great biking city is good to sell their city to a lot of folks who actually look at that as one measure of quality of life. There's a lot of folks out there who can really live anywhere, and they choose cities based on the quality of life. And one of the things they look at, one of the key factors they look at, is whether or not it's a bike-friendly city. Because of what I said earlier, it relates to a lot of other things that people are looking for.
So, Kristen, what was the program that you said you're going to launch next year, Bike Share?
Well, we're keeping our fingers crossed. Numerous cities around the world and now more and more around the country are developing public bike share systems. These are very different from the early systems where somebody would paint some bikes yellow and put them out and, you know, you rely on the generosity and honesty of people to put them back. This is now all very automated. It's card key systems, and you go to different stations throughout dense areas of the community and you check out a bike. So say you took the bus in from your house in the morning as part of your commute, but you wanted to ride up to another location for a meeting or maybe to meet someone for lunch or to run an errand, you could walk down the street and check out a bike.
So what needs to happen for that to push through?
Money,
I suppose.
We actually have some money. Midwest Bike Share is a concerted group of citizens who formulated that nonprofit. We're working in partnership with them with their fundraising capabilities. We've recently received a federal grant, and a lot of it is now just getting through the steps of putting out bids and deciding on station locations and operation requirements and performance measures. And there's a lot to it. You're running essentially an individualized public transit system. And it needs to be highly reliable, provide great service, and be quick and easy to use. And so putting that on the ground in the right places and making sure that that kind of service can be provided is critical.
So, Dave, what do you look forward to next in your new career with the Bike Fed?
I'm really excited about what we can do at the local level because the kinds of things that Kristen is working on in the city of Milwaukee are very tangible. And what we know is that about 60% of the population is interested in riding a bike but concerned, and they're concerned mostly about their safety. And if you can make them feel safe and be safe, usually through an infrastructure investment, they're going to ride. We just know a lot more people are going to ride. And it's great that we've got so many, you know, competitive cyclists out there and, you know, Lycra guys, and that's wonderful. But what I'd really like to see is more families on bikes, more women on bikes, more guys in suits on bikes going to work. If you go to countries like the Netherlands, you know, like Denmark, like Germany, you'll see people riding all over the place and not necessarily dressed in Lycra, but just riding their bikes because that's their basic form of transportation. That's how you get shares of travel. We call it mode share. That's how you get mode shares of 30, 40, 50%. And so what I'm excited about is the kind of work that Kristen's doing at the local level to provide the education, the enforcement, the infrastructure to get more people on their bikes every day.
I mean, I think there's a huge amount of opportunity to improve things in Milwaukee. I mean, when I came here, I was like, wow, I got a lot done already. Great. But there's, you know, I think it was only the tip of the iceberg and the rest of it's still floating under the ice in terms of what's really able to be accomplished. And we're having a lot more conversations about building, you know, bike boulevard network, using our grid and using our lower volume collector streets, which is going to be more attractive to that interested but concerned group. It's great to put the bike lanes on our bigger, busier streets. It's all about a network, and it's about putting that together. But we're also looking at, you know, what other kind of trail connections. Can we take what we have and actually make it more user-friendly, make intersections better? Can we take existing bike lanes and make them separated? You know, so some of it is graduating the system up from its early inception to something even more enhanced.
Former Madison Mayor Dave Sislavich is the Executive Director of the Bicycle Federation of Wisconsin. Kristen Bennett is the City of Milwaukee's Bicycle and Pedestrian Transportation Coordinator. They spoke with WUWM's Susan Bentz. How one area company is working to better diagnose brain injuries in professional and someday in amateur athletics. That story when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.